We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got a listener named Travis on the phone for a second date update right now, and he described his date as beautiful. That's the girl he wants to call today. Her name's Heather, but I was more interested in how Travis described himself. He said he's a dude without an off switch. He's just always on. And he even played a practical joke on his date when he picked her up. He took her by Taco Bell through the drive-thru and then was like, this is dinner. And then he was like, no, it's not. And then they went to a regular dinner, and he said they had a good time. He didn't get a kiss at the end of the night, and she hasn't answered any of his calls. But really, Travis, why are you so on all the time? Like, why don't you just ease off the gas a little bit once in a while?
I mean, that's just who I am, and women really respond to it.
Yeah,
or they don't call you back. But yeah, I mean, that means, I'm guessing that you've pulled this Taco Bell prank before with other women?
I mean, sometimes it's Wendy's.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you can never telegraph your jokes like that, you know what I'm saying?
So wait, does that mean you're doing it every time you take someone out on a date?
It depends. If it's like a dating app date, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You, the other ones that you meet in person, you got a different prank for them.
Depends on the situation, but yeah, usually.
Sometimes he's not driving, so he can't do it.
Yeah,
I think is what it really sounds like.
I'm just a master of surprise. It's who I am.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's surprise Heather right now and call her and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Heather?
This is her.
Hey, Heather, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm well. Who are you again?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. And what are you calling about?
Well, I'm calling you today because one of our listeners actually sent us an email wanting to get a hold of you.
Can you hold on for a second? I'm on the toilet.
Sure.
That is maybe the most honest response
yeah.
you've ever gotten to that information.
Okay, then.
Sorry for the bad timing.
Done yet?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, I'm good. So what's going on?
Well, I just want to make sure everything's cool over there.
Yeah,
you good? Yeah, I'm good.
All right. One of our listeners sent us an email because you went on a date with them and now you won't call them back. So they thought maybe we could help figure out why.
Oh.
It's called the second date update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they can email us to get you on the phone and see if we can figure out what happened, you know, since you won't talk to them.
Is his name Travis?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is Travis.
Yeah.
Travis just doesn't quit, does he?
Kind of a kooky guy who's always on. That's how he described himself, at least.
I mean, I didn't see it as that, but maybe he would describe himself that way.
How would you see him then?
Oh, my goodness. He was just sort of obnoxious and pretentious and a little bit, like, controlling. I don't know.
Pretentious and
terrible.
Pretentious and controlling. I didn't get that from him.
Well, you weren't the one on the date with him like I was.
Yeah, not yet.
True.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I don't know. He sounded nice to me. We talked to him about your date, and he thought you guys had fun.
Oh, my gosh. Is he, like, delusional?
Maybe. I mean, apparently he is, because honestly, when we asked him, like, well, why wouldn't she be calling you back? He was totally clueless.
Well, did he tell you about his precious car, his Tesla that he just got?
Oh,
no.
He's a Tesla guy.
He didn't tell you about it? Like, that's all he talked about the whole night.
Really?
Really? Cool.
So is he just obsessed with his Tesla?
Yes. He wouldn't stop talking about it, showing me all the features and how cool it is. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, you got a new car. You know, you're excited about it. I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt at first because, you know, if I get a new car, I'd probably be happy about it too.
Yeah,
and those are cool cars. Not a lot of people get to go in them.
Right. So it was nice to get to ride in one, I guess.
Yeah.
But then we get to the restaurant and he's still just concerned about his car. Like, I was picking out things I wanted to order because he was asking me, well, what are you going to get? What do you think about getting? And at first I wanted the margarita pizza. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, no, you'll get stuff all over your hands and it could get in my car. Why don't you get something where you use a fork?
Don't really? Get yeah. finger food. You may what? Ruin the Tesla.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get food from the restaurant into your car. It's not like we're eating in your car, but. Yeah.
That would make me want to order the margarita pizza then. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, really? Right? Well, I'm going to order it.
Yeah, I almost did. Because then every suggestion I made after that, he kept like vetoing it. He didn't want me to get the lobster linguine because he was like, well, that's really greasy.
Oh, is where you're going to grease up the seats God. In his Tesla because you get some sort of greasy food?
Well, not just that, but he thought that the smell of the lobster would somehow get into the leather seats of his car
oh,
and that his car
gosh.
Would smell like lobster.
Does he think you're going to take a bath in lobster instead of just eating
it? I don't know. I guess.
Oh, my God. And why is this guy even dating? It sounds like he's in love with his car and no one will ever match it.
Right? He didn't even want garlic bread. Like, he sent the garlic bread back because it was too buttery.
Oh, man.
So basically, this dude should not be doing anything because it could possibly maybe ruin his Tesla.
Yeah, it was really weird and really controlling, too. I'm like, you can't just tell me what I can eat and what I can't eat. Like, I was really put off and I was like, I just want the date to be over at this point.
Would the date have gone better if he let you order whatever you want and then called you an Uber so you didn't stink up his seats?
Oh, that would have been terrible, too.
Look at you finding a solution to make everybody happy, Jubal.
All right, date's done. I'll meet you somewhere else. Just you got to get in an Uber. Can't drive my car anymore because you ordered the lobster.
All right, garlic breath.
Yeah. It was literally the worst date ever.
Oh, wow. Ever. Man, wow.
Ever.
How is that possible?
Who's that?
Well, Heather, that's Travis. He's actually on the other line listening and apparently couldn't wait to talk to you.
Oh, my God. He heard the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard everything.
Well, I guess now you know why I haven't called you back.
Yeah.
Heather, I'll have you know that the Tesla, it's like, it's the most technologically advanced car that's even being made. Like,
oh, my God.
People wait for years to get their Tesla.
That's
like,
true.
They pre-order them.
Yeah, but
like,
why?
Yeah, I get that, but, like, why do you have to control what I eat because you're that concerned?
I mean, it's not just that I was controlling what you eat. I was controlling what I eat, too. I mean, any of the food.
That doesn't make it better.
Greasy things, greasy, chocolate, no coffee, nothing that can make some kind of stain does not get to go in my Tesla.
So oh, my God. Right.
So you don't bring the food into the car, but you could eat it in a restaurant.
You got to really wash up good, you know?
Travis, are you listening to what she's saying? I mean, at first you went from, like, the guy who can't stop bragging about his car, and then you went to the guy who's, like, weirdly controlling about his vehicle.
Honestly, you sound like someone that doesn't own a $120,000 car.
You're very right.
When you have a Toyota Corolla, you're not complaining about people eating it. But, you know, when you have a beautiful Tesla like I do, it's a different story.
I mean, you're crazy. You made me wash my hands twice to make sure that I was clean enough to enter your car.
I mean, listen, I picked you up. I paid for everything. I tipped pretty generously, and I think, you know, using a couple wet naps before and after dinner, like, that's not a big ask.
So wait, you're saying that she owes you the hand washing because you paid for everything?
Did I mention my car cost $120,000?
What? No, I don't think you said that.
Oh, no.
Travis.
that's like a beach cottage.
Yeah.
I guess would be like a beach cottage somewhere. Or a mansion in Detroit. I don't know. That's a lot of money, though.
Oh,
I agree. But
it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to have a lot of people that want to ride in your car if they can't do anything.
I mean, it's simple. You just, you know, you clean up. You don't make sure nothing smells. Make sure you didn't eat anything that smells.
Travis.
You know, you wash your hands. I mean, it's a very expensive car.
Yeah, we got that, dude. Not only are you not going to want to have people ride it, you're not going to have anyone that wants to date you because that's all you talk about is how much money you paid for a damn car.
It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of respect.
Oh.
And if you respected me or this beautiful machine, you wouldn't bring your filthy hands in there. That's all.
Filthy hands? Travis, you made me eat a salad. like with a fork, light dressing. There's no way I was getting anything filthy into your car. You're just being super paranoid and crazy.
Well, vinaigrette is pretty tough to get out. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, don't drop it. There's not one apology from Travis.
Heather, would you like to go out with Travis again on a second date?
No.
No?
Absolutely
okay,
not.
Are you sure? Because we'll pay for it.
I'm positive. Uber no, it. Please. Don't waste your money.
Sorry, Travis. No second date.
Yeah.
Listen, Heather, this is your loss. I liked you. I had them call you. I called the radio and had them get in touch with you because I really wanted to hear from you again. But you know what? You blew it because you could have had a chance to ride my car anytime you want.
Whoa.
The ship has sailed. Oh.
You know what? I think I'm going to be just fine. Not having to ride your Tesla again. I think that's all cleared up. And thank you guys for actually having me on the radio so that he knows now why I'm not going to call him back and he could stop trying.
Okay, well, stay strong. Don't have any regrets.
Hey, maybe I'll see you at the bus stop, loser.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.